the third boys, Fox and Shane, set your minds free, no locks and chains. Do what you love, roll the dice, 50-50, we cold as ice. One thing cold, but the penny turn red. Hey, damn it, deck, I'm playing with my hand, war gaming.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Hobby Homies. We are your weekly tabletop podcast. I'm Shane, hanging out with Fox.
What's up?
And of course, we've got Churchy.
I'm in the void.
Rory's setting up the game for later.
That's how he communicates with us, mostly.
Yeah, usually grunts.
Hey, we've got a guest on this episode.
Max.
This giant pole.
Oh, the one that no one will notice.
Just nudging the camera.
Yeah. Thanks, Max. You're the camera guy, Max.
Oh, you've got your treat there. Nice. You enjoy that, buddy.
What are we doing, Shane?
We are talking about Star Wars Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Dude, there are so many Star Wars things these days, it's hard to keep track of.
It is, but we are. We're going to be talking about Fantasy Flight Games' newest card game,
yeah,
Star Wars Unlimited. We actually have a camera so that you don't have to pick that booster pack
up. Yeah, but Church is not ready.
Yeah, it's chilling, bro. Chilling. Bam! So, we are going to be giving you an idea how this game plays loosely. We also played in a sealed tournament.
We did.
For this game.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about how that whole thing works and our experience with it.
Yep.
Then some final thoughts. And then we're going to open these boosters, these booster packs.
We'll see what we get.
Because there's 16 cards in there and there may be some spicy ones.
Could be some legit ones. Could be some not so legit ones.
A clean segue is to talk quickly about for collectors, this is a really nice game because, like, it's got all your regular stuff you expect to find in a trading card game.
Yep.
Commons, uncommons.
No way.
Rares. Max loves the rares. Hey, Max.
Max.
Rares? Yeah. He loves it.
Sorry, everyone. Max.
We'll wait for Max.
Yeah, he's get
cleaned,
out of there.
He's cleaned out. And I'm too scared to say legendaries now in case he loses his mind.
Don't even talk about hyperspace legendaries.
Say the word. So it's got all the normal stuff. Hey, Max. And
every time someone walks past, dude,
well,
that's what I deal with.
It's good that you don't live in front of a footpath or anything.
Yeah, it's not a common walking area. It isn't a nice little walking area right at the front there. He's so friendly and he always wants to meet people, but through the window, he's like, I'll mess you up.
Yeah.
What'd you say about me?
I didn't say literally nothing, Max. He's like, say that again.
Yeah, he's like, you wouldn't do it.
So, as well as the regular rarities for this game,
each
card could also be a foil, which is nice.
Yeah.
And there are alternate art, sort of, for each card called Hyperspace, where basically the board is removed and it's like a full art card.
Okay, so every borderless card is an alternate art?
No, sorry, I shouldn't have said alternate art. It's just the border is removed and that's called a Hyperspace card. I guess that's alternate art if you count the border as art.
Not really.
But we'll see some of those boosters and we'll be able to show people later. But
yep.
So there's foils, Hyperspace, where they remove the border and do like a full background.
Yep.
And then there can also be Hyperspace foils.
Yep.
So people are calling them hyperfoils. Very clever.
Genius.
Yeah. So for each card in the game, there's actually like, was it the normal one, foil, hyperspace? And there's like four different versions.
Yeah.
So for
plus their rarity as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So for the, is Rory okay?
I don't know.
Is Rory okay?
I think he's coughing.
I think I heard him holding in a cough, but he sounded like Saul Guerrero.
Have you come to kill me? There's not much left of me.
That's how I imagine Rory sounds.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yep.
So it's nice. We'll open up and we'll see. But there's also these other ones called showcase cards that are just like, that's what we're hoping to get in these booster packs because they're just worth money.
Yeah, right.
Straight up, yep. Money. But Shane, try and tell the listeners, the people using their earballs, how you would explain this game. How does it play?
Well, this was, aside from Wartide, this was the first card game I've played in a long time.
What do you mean a long time?
Like, I'm talking like since primary school, dude.
Okay,
like,
sure.
I'm used to Pokemon in the playground.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like where no one knows the rules. It's just like, My Bulbasaur is going to fight your something or other, and it does 20 damage or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, tail whip.
Tail whip.
Yeah.
20 damage. Yeah. And they'll be like, all right, cool. Well, I play Charmeleon.
Yeah.
And that does 100 damage because you're just a shitty Bulbasaur.
You're a 40 HP Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is. Max, you're not in this episode.
He's gripping your leg.
Yeah, he's trying to climb on this chair and kick me out.
Yeah.
He's like, Shane told me when you're not here that you're a worse co-host than me. I'm like, yeah, well, facts, but get out of here.
He's swallowing my hands.
Max.
For those listening, Max, and I don't know if you can fill in the blanks. We have a studio dog.
On the couch.
He's taking over this episode. Yeah. That'll do. He's now my Ottoman. Yes.
So, yeah, so... I mean, leading up to this, I was like, you know what? I'm keen. I'm keen to have a go. I'm keen to go to this tournament, buy a booster box, which was $50 for, what was it, six decks?
Yeah, it's called a pre-release kit.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't call it booster box. It's kind of like that. There's boosters inside the box.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. When you say booster box to card game players, they're like, wow, you can get a case of cards for $50.
See, I would think a case as like 10 booster boxes.
Really? Well, think of a case of beer. How many beers are in that 24. Usually? Yeah.
Is it 24?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
24 boosters.
So you can get a slab.
Yeah,
a
slab.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's a big old slab, but they call that a booster box, a slab, a case. 24 boosters.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I got there thinking, I'm going to tap.
Is there a new opponent has entered the arena?
Dog. Can you chuck him inside, Rory? Thank you.
Not Jane's house, someone else's house. Take him home. Meet the chickens. Rory got new chickens. It's a very exciting topic.
It is very exciting. So,
buzz around the studio. How is he back? And where is Rory?
Why is it blood on his paws?
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see Rory again.
Have you come to kill me?
Wow, okay. Thanks, Max. Yeah, Star Wars Unlimited.
Yes, so...
I'm sorry.
If you were to try and... if people want to know how to play this game, the best way we can do it without visuals, because this is a podcast primarily, although we do have visuals for those that want to listen on YouTube, go to hobbyhomies.com, click the link there, if you're into that kind of thing, using your eyeballs instead of your earballs. The game is... like played very similar to a lot of card games you'd be familiar with. It is one of the pure TCG kind of card games. So you have resources. He's got a chew toy. He's back with a chew toy, but he just dropped it. He's like...
yeah, because it's playtime, dude.
All right. He's like, I heard you guys were doing something at 8 o'clock. I assumed it was playtime. He's brought it to me. Did I give off the vibes that I wanted to play with you, Max? So, he's like, what have you done? You've betrayed me. Oh, you've dropped my toy over here. Let me get it for you.
How foolish of you.
Mistake, surely. So, you put down your resources.
Yes, which is a card that you have to voluntarily place.
Yeah. So, like other games, like Magic has lands.
Mm.
And
Pokemon has like... fire.
Yeah. Exactly.
10 years, dude. Come
on. Yeah. I was like, that's a terrible example.
Like, actually, like 25 years.
Yeah. Well, that explains it. But yeah, I would say it's most similar to Magic, where a card might cost 5 land. So you have to have previously put down 5 land.
I need to learn how to, like, I mean, I need a, this is not the episode 4, but I need a, this is how you, a brief how to play Magic the Gathering game.
Okay.
Like, there's so much there that I'm like, what makes this fun, right?
Yeah. It's great that you bring that up, because one of my favorite things about Star Wars Unlimited that we'll talk about later is that it's not Magic.
Yeah.
And that there isn't 2 decades worth of cards and history and metas and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
What I like about this, the most exciting part at the moment, is that at the time of this episode, it's been out for 2 days
officially. Oh, yeah, true.
So... like jumping in with wave one, we're at the same level as everyone else. We're learning at the same. People haven't tried to break the game by like figuring out whatever the best decks are and net listing those decks. And there's not a well-established meta. And that's the best part about it at the moment, is that it's fun and new.
Yep.
And we're all figuring it out together. But basically, all your cards cost resources to play. So you might have a card that cost 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have put down 3 resources to play that card.
Or you... basically playing it in the third turn, because you're putting a resource down every turn.
Correct.
Ideally, early on.
To start the game, you actually put 2 resources down. So technically, you're playing that 3 cost one on turn two. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But straight away I lost.
After the yeah, you didn't do that. You chose not to put the resources
one
down.
Turn I just forgot.
Yeah, I did that a few times. Yeah. But yeah, so every turn you put down a resource. So typically you're playing your five cost cards on turn four.
Yeah.
Because you sort of start with two resources. And that's how you do it. But what I love about the resource mechanic of this game is that unlike Magic and other games where you have to have a green land in your hand and play it, this, you can choose any card to be a resource. You just put it face down.
Yeah.
And that's a resource for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
It really helps kind of bail you. It's kind of a forgiving mechanic. It helps you bail out a little bit. Because you might have two five cost cards that you're like, I can't play both of these.
No.
This particular one I've got, not super strong against this person's deck.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to resource that.
Yeah.
And it still has full value as a resource.
One card I had, which was allowed me to destroy someone's upgrades. A couple of opponents weren't playing upgrades.
Yeah.
So as soon as I saw that, I was just like, yep, that's resource.
It's really good.
It's not even worth hanging on to.
It's also sometimes you've got four really good cards and you're like, I don't want to resource any of these.
It's so hard to pick, right?
But I have to. Mm. That's another beautiful thing about the game. I feel like it's towing that perfect line of a really simple game to learn.
Yep.
But every turn you just feel like choices are just, you want this? Do you want me to throw this to you, Shane? The dog toy?
Please.
Do you want to fetch this?
Yeah, yeah.
You want this? Do you want this, Shane?
Not that badly, no. I'm not going to work for it, dude.
Yeah. True.
Max, come here.
So you play resources and then you put down cards and you attack your opponent's base, which is the goal, is that they've got a base with 30 or 25 health and you try and wear that down, and as soon as it has zero health, you win the game.
Wait, some bases have 25?
Some bases do have 25, yeah. So
they obviously have like a bonus, right, though? Like
they do, yeah. So there's some basic bases that are just 30 health, cool pitcher, it's a base.
Yeah, yeah.
Some bases have 25 health and then they have an ability as well. That's usually an epic action that you can only use once per game.
Yeah, wow.
So that's cool. That gives you choices because when you're building your deck, really cool thing about this game is you pick a leader from one of the iconic heroes of the Star Wars universe.
Which there are many.
There are many. Mm. This is just the first set of the game and there's a heap of them. It's even got Jyn Erso and that's why I'm sold.
Mm.
But it's got IG-88. It's got Sabine Wren, Boba Fett, obviously Luke, Vader, Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Chewie,
Grand Moff Tarkin, Han Solo. Like all these people. So you pick one leader.
Jar Jar. Not yet.
Not yet. No Jar Jar yet.
He'll be there.
He'll be there. Of course he'll be there. He has to. And the big... Surely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you pick a leader and then you pick a base to defend.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Hoth base or whatever.
That's what I played.
Is it? There you go. When I said that, I was like, is that actually one of the bases? But there you go.
Hoth.
So, or a security complex or whatever. And
or Dagobah.
Was that there?
Yeah.
There you go.
Foil.
Foil Dagobah. Look at this guy. No, showing off now.
Hyper foil.
Is it?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I'll buy it off you.
I showed you.
Did you? Yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
I know.
So, yeah, it's cool. You pick your leader, you pick your base, and then you build your deck.
Yep.
And that's great. And that's the game.
Yep.
What's also cool is like you typically every turn you're playing units, which are just more iconic creatures or characters or people or things from the Star Wars thing. You might play a cell block guard,
a whole mix too, like
super laser technicians.
Even there's some that I had which are just like thug. Mm. It's just like some random dude with like a pole arm.
Yeah,
I'm just like, who are you?
There's a little Jawa. I've got a hyperfoil Jawa.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. Kind of a useless card, but it's very cool. And then there's like more characters you can play as too. There's like Greedo. He's not a leader, but he is a unit.
Palps.
He's a leader and a unit.
Yeah.
So that's all very cool. But there's also spaceships in the game.
Yeah. So the ground and space sort of theater, I guess, of the conflict.
Yeah. And they're set in two separate areas on the table,
and they can't interact
usually. Yeah, so it's pretty cool because like you got your base and leader in the middle, then off to one side your ground troops will be fighting their ground troops, and on the other side your space ones will be fighting their space ones. The common area is the base that they can both hit. And like you said, they can't interact with each other, but I do have like a dog that can
Hey, Churchy.
Attack.
Hey, Churchy, can you put the blind down?
Oh, yeah. Why have we thought of that sooner? Why don't we just blind him?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you said put the blind down.
Not my boy.
Oh, right. He's you keep mate. Your eyes today, lucky boy.
You're nuts, though.
You're nuts, on the other hand. We got this. What are they?
Secateurs.
I don't know what they're called. And so that's cool. I've got a strafing gunship, which is like a space thing that can shoot the ground things.
Oh, nice.
Which I do like. That's very cool.
I've got a Mando ship that can destroy an upgrade on when you place it. That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, so a lot of the cards, like you mentioned, you play them and they have like on-play effects or when they're destroyed effects. But unlike, like I mentioned, Magic or I've played a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh, when you look at these cards now, man, they're just layered with text.
Yeah.
They put that font down to like size 4 just to fit everything on there. Yep. What I like about Star Wars is they've started very basic.
Yep.
Usually it's like this unit has raid, which means this in brackets. It's like one line.
A lot of keywords.
Yeah, great.
But some keywords meant the same as other keywords, but I guess in a slightly different context.
Sure.
like raid was like +1 to your damage or your attack or whatever.
Yeah, your strength.
When you're attacking.
Yeah.
And there's other cards that give you just a flat plus.
Yes.
Plus whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And there's like the main abilities are like Sentinel, which is like in other games it's taunt, which means when you put one of these things out that has Sentinel, your opponent has to attack that.
Yep.
So unless they have Saboteurs, which is like they can circumvent that. Yeah, anyway, so.
Yeah. I did see that keyword, but I never came like against it.
It's one of those ones where, especially in the sealed tournament, which is usually filled with a lot of new people because the game's not even out yet.
Yeah.
I saw people just throwing those cards down, not really using it.
Yeah.
Whereas it can ignore Sentinel and it can ignore Shields, which is another thing that
things
have. So pretty useful, but
Shield's a good thing because it negates like all damage.
Yeah, whatever the first damage that hits you, could be 1, could be 9, it just ignores that and removes your shield, and then you take damage.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally you want to hit it first, but the best part about this game that we haven't mentioned yet is that unlike every other game I've played, it's alternate activations.
Oh, so good, right? Alternate activations is king, like, in anything.
Yeah. It's like I play a thing. I might put a card down. I might use an action. I might play a card from my hand.
Yeah.
Whatever thing, single thing I do, then you go.
Yeah.
So, I'll put this thing down. I'll put this Jawa down.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, well, I will use this and kill that Jawa. And I'm like, okay. Well, then I'll put this down. Yep. And you're like, all right, well, I'll put this. And it just goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Which just removes all those, like, in Yu-Gi-Oh, man, I sit there for, like, 15 minutes sometimes just watching my opponent go, all right, I'll do this.
It's like
I'll
a turn of 40K.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can get, like, OTK'd, like, one turn killed.
Oh, yeah.
In Yu-Gi-Oh and Magic and those other games.
Yeah.
And there's so many combos. Like, I remember I came back to it not long ago, and it was like, you'd play this thing that let you search your deck for another thing, and then those two things, if they're on the table together, could fuse into this thing. So you'd go get that out of
your deck. Oh, like, what was the one where you had the 4-5 bits? Like,
you're thinking of Exodia.
Yeah.
No, not at all like that.
You said fused. Are they fused together?
Sure, yeah, like Dragon Ball Z.
His legs and his arms.
They were called, like, synchro summons or something. Yeah. Anyways.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah, that was a thing. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you're on it. Show. What do you mean you don't play card games? Look at you go. Oh, from the TV show.
Yeah.
And so then, when that thing came out, you'd search your deck for this, and then you play these, and it was nuts, man.
Yeah.
What I like about this, it's like, all right, I've done this. You're like, whoa, now my turn.
Yeah. It felt kind of jarring at the start because, like, you're not doing much.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually placing one card.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's it.
Yeah.
And it starts tapped, so, you know, you're not attacking with it.
Yeah.
Unless it starts ready or other cards can ready that card, but, like,
yeah.
For the most part, you put a card down and you're not using it for the rest of the turn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a great point. And like, there was surprising, like, as you learn the game, I thought I'd get quicker. I feel like the more I learned the game, I got slower.
Yeah,
because I understood how much I could do on my turn.
Yep, there's more to analyze. There's more to think about and forward plan.
And it's all about the order that you do things because your opponent has the very next go.
Yeah, yep.
So you're like, if I play this unit from my hand, then my opponent can attack.
Yep.
And if they attack this thing or the thing that's already on the table, then they'll kill it and it won't get to attack.
Yep.
So I should attack with that instead, but I haven't got a good time. Anyway, there was a lot of great, like, tension and choice brought about by the fact that it was alternate activations.
Yeah.
I thought that was very strong for the game.
Mm. I liked it. That was, as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, this is going to be a lot more my pace.
Yes. Mine too. I don't want to play those heavier games anymore.
Nah.
I want something where it's like, this is the epitome of simple to learn, hard to master.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You want to be able to play the same deck over and over again.
Yep.
And not get bored of it. You want every turn to feel like a nice, unique choice based on what's happening.
Which we did on this this event. It was at Guff in Geelong.
Yep.
It was a late one, Fire, I do. Mm. But it was a lot of fun. Like, we played three rounds. Each round was a best of three.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Yeah. Did any of your rounds go to the third game?
Not a single one of my rounds.
Me either.
Yeah, for the same reason.
wins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we dominated, man.
We did. We cleaned up, dude.
Yeah, what surprised me was because we got there at, started at 7, I think.
Yeah.
So we got there at 7, and they all give you, they hand out these big, the boxes you mentioned earlier, the pre-release boxes.
Yeah, the booster boxes.
Pre-release boxes, which is a bit of a kit. It comes with two heroes in it.
Yeah, Luke and Vader.
Luke and Vader, iconic foil promo cards.
Yep.
Some tokens for you to use, a little quick how to play book, and then six booster packs. And the goal is you open those six boosters, you try and make the best 30-card deck you can.
Yep.
And then, like you said, you play three rounds or three games of best of threes.
Yep.
But everyone's sitting there with 100-plus cards with very minimal idea on how to play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to build 30-card decks.
Yep. I don't think we started playing until, 9 o'clock?
I think 9 o'clock.
Yeah. We got there at 7.
And each... Yeah, we got there at 7.
Yeah.
Didn't start playing to somewhere between 8:30 and 9.
Yeah.
And each game, each best of three, went for 55 minutes capped.
Yep.
But there were still big breaks between the games.
There was. There would have been like 10 or 15-minute breaks between the games.
So I'm there going, all right, we build the deck. That probably takes an hour. Then we play three games, probably like 20 minutes per game because this plays quick.
Yep.
Which I love about it. The fact you can play best of threes in 55 minutes is great.
Mm.
But I didn't know it was best of three. That was best of ones. So I'm like, we're going to be rolling out of there at 10. I was like, let's hang around after and trade cards and do stuff like that.
11:30 rolls around. It's like, I got work tomorrow.
Yeah, you were like, I might have to leave early. I'm like, you drove us all here. We're like a quarter of the tournament. So kudos to you for hanging around till 11:30. No,
not only did I have to hang around till 11:30, I also had to walk to get the car.
Yeah.
And I parked
uphill.
Literal miles away.
Very far away.
It was nowhere. We found a good spot and then I'm like, you can't walk from here. And you're like, no. I'm like, no, you can't walk
from
here.
Yeah, that's right. I completely forgot. Don't eat those.
Yep.
Max was having a crack at the boosters. Yeah, I forgot I couldn't walk. I forgot I broke my leg.
Yeah.
And you pulled up and I made a joke about it. I was like, oh, I'll walk from here with a broken leg.
And I'm like, oh, wait.
You're like, oh, I should drop you off. So you dropped me at the door.
Yeah.
And then went and found a park. But by then it was already, I'm just going to hold these.
Yeah.
Hold these boosters. So...
This episode is a guest appearance by Max.
Yeah, I did say a guest. I thought it was the poll. Alas, it was Max.
Yeah. So if anyone's hearing some panting coming through the microphone, it's neither of us.
Oh, it's actually me getting very excited to open these boosters.
Yeah. So you brought your boosters, right?
I did, yeah. I got them here. I got them right here in my hand.
Oh, you mean the ones that I had here from earlier today?
No, I don't know. What's yours is mine or something. I was at your wedding. I heard you say that.
I was talking to my wife.
So just give us a quick rundown, Shane. How you went at the tournament.
Yep.
What deck, like what leader base did you play?
Vader, Hoth.
That's right. One of the ways I enticed you into this tournament was saying, you get to play as Vader.
Yeah.
Like you just get Vader for showing up.
I was there.
And you were like, all right, say less.
Yep.
Say way less.
Say nothing.
So wait, would you say Vader?
Vader Hoth?
Vader Hoth.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Max, please.
I tried to help you build your deck.
I beg you.
But alas.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Did he get caught on you?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a spud.
He's playing green as well.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I tried to help you build your deck, but unfortunately, the six packs you opened were not as good as the packs I opened.
Hey, the art on the cards that I got, great.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's all you care about.
That's all I'm there for.
So how'd your games go?
I went 0 for 3.
Okay.
But I played against some OGs, man. Played against first round was against Haley. She had she was a Magic the Gathering. I think most of the players were Magic the Gathering veterans.
Yeah.
She was great. She helped me. And I said to her straight off, I'm like, if I do something wrong, just tell me, please.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Please just tell me. And then there's a couple of times she's like, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So she was good. And she, yeah, she took, like, the first game, I don't think I did any damage to the base because I'm like fighting like ground troops and you know, ships.
Yeah.
And I sort of didn't Jerry that you could just choose to attack the base.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, you don't have to kill what's guarding the base. You can just attack the base.
There's nothing protecting the base. No. Unless you obviously have sentinel units, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, it's like, but it's a really tough choice because you're like, board control in these games is everything.
Yeah.
So you're like, I want to have control. I want to have more units on the board, so I got to kill theirs.
Yeah.
But if you're doing that, you're not attacking the base.
Hmm.
And some people have decks that thrive later on turns 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you've been spending the whole game just trying to catch up and clear the table.
Yep.
Suddenly you're at the turns they want to be at.
Yeah.
And they got a full health base. And yeah. So that's one of the tough choices in the game is like, when is the good time to attack the base versus the troops? And obviously, whatever decisions you made were wrong because you went 0-3.
my last round was against Brad, and he was just an absolute legend. He he did all right. He had at the time he'd had a loss and a draw.
Sure.
So he walked away with a loss, draw, and a win. So that's what do you call that in a card game? A hat trick.
Yeah, well, technically, actually, in Star Wars Unlimited, there is no draws. All draws count as losses, so, yeah.
Well, he had a draw.
Yeah, there you go.
You're wrong.
Well, I mean, the official rules. Section 8.
So two losses?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it sucks. I was telling our friend Tim that came with us, he was like, I earned my extra booster because I won 3 games, or like I had 2 wins and a draw, so I didn't lose. And I was like, well, technically, you did lose. You did, in fact, lose.
Yep.
He was like, but they said it was a draw. I'm like, nah, it's not their choice. It's the official rulings. Section 8, IC.
Yeah. But that last game, I did the most damage to a base. I felt like I had the most, like the best control of my rounds. Just a couple of bad hands.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of was like the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
The last game, so I would have drew.
Yeah.
It was like, I picked up and it was like two just garbage cards. And I was like, yeah, well, that's me.
Yeah.
Because I was so close. We were like neck and neck for the whole time.
You're like, I get the right cards here.
Yep.
It's my game.
Yeah.
But you did not.
I got the wrong cards. Brad got the right cards.
Yeah, rough.
Yeah.
But you felt like you were getting, as the games went on, you were getting a grip of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. My second opponent, Robbo, again, great bloke.
Yeah.
But seasoned Magic the Gathering.
Oh, right.
He was just full on like bang, bang, bang. And I'm just like, you're saying words to me, dude, but, I'm losing it here, right? It's like, it's in one ear, out the other.
He's
like,
I don't even know what this is in front of me, let alone the things you are saying about this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was. Oh, that would be the first thing I asked all of my opponents so I could get an idea of how hard I was going to get crushed.
Mm.
I was like, what other games do you play, by the way? Are you potentially a computer game player? Or and they're like, oh, you know, Hearthstone, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. Somehow, like, I got an absolute great 6 booster packs. So I managed to make just a really good deck.
Nice.
Not to mention, I'd played online before we even got there.
Yeah.
So I'd done this sealed tournament idea and built decks 3 or 4 times already. So this wasn't my first rodeo.
Yeah.
So I was lucky. I went 2-0, 2-0, and then got to the top table and got crushed.
Yep.
And that was great. Loved
it. Nice, dude.
Well,
nice.
Absolutely loved it.
It was very overwhelming to open up all the cards. Like, it was great opening the cards.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I started sorting things out. I'm like, I'm going to put all the Imperials over here.
I heard you say that. I heard you go, I'm going to put all this here and all this. And I was like, cool. I'll be able to help him once he's got them in the little piles after I build my deck. So I build my deck and I go over to you and I see the situation in front of you. And there's nothing. There is no organization. I was like, what happened to the thing you were talking about? There's no two things are the same here. No,
I didn't even know, dude. Like, apparently some cards can be red and rebel.
Bro, they're literally colored. The cards have colors.
Yeah, but some of them
I thought you'd at least be like, I put all the red ones together. I look over and you've just got a mess of different piles. Like, you've tried, but there's no...
Yeah, but like, then I found out that all the rebels, some of them were red and some of them were not red.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so maybe there was keywords there that I didn't see or something. But anyways, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to finish sleeving my deck. You pile all your cards up.
Into the same color.
Into the same pile, and I'll sort them out for you.
Yeah.
So it is overwhelming. It's very tricky. The pre-release kits for the sealed is really good way to learn, because you only play with a 30-card deck. Everyone's on the same boat. You're all just opening 6 random boosters and trying to build a deck together and learn the game together. But the deck building's quite tricky if you have no idea.
Yep.
And I feel like they almost need to go, hey, everyone who doesn't know how to build a deck, come over here, let's open the boosters together and I'll explain it. They need someone doing that.
That'd have been great.
Yeah. I should have done that, to be honest.
I mean, you kind of dropped the ball there.
Yeah, I did. I did a few. What do you mean? But yes, it was good.
Mm.
I like that it's new and that we're jumping on it early.
Yep.
It is a trading card game by Fantasy Flight Game, which is a deterrent for a lot of people because they've done three. This is their third Star Wars card game.
Wow, okay.
But in their defense, and why you could be hopeful about this one, the first one that they did was a living card game.
Sure.
Which is where you don't have boosters. It's like set.
Right.
They're just like set cards. Like Dominion, right? Like choosing from the same pool of cards or whatever.
Oh, I see.
So it's like that. And those games, the best way to tell how successful they are is if you look at the market, you go, or how many of those living card games are doing well?
Mm-hmm.
Trading card games, there's 7 doing really well.
Yeah.
Living card games, 0.
Yeah, right.
So those just long-term don't work.
Yeah.
Treat them more like a board game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine that they discontinued that. The second one they did was Star Wars Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Great game. Dice? But it had dice.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of a proper trading card game.
Yeah.
That felt like a little bit of a too much of a deviation from what people were used to.
Mm.
It was a great game, apparently. People loved it, but it just didn't work.
Yeah.
So now they're doing a pure Star Wars trading card game.
Third time's a charm.
Right? Mm. Lean on all your learned experience.
Yep.
See what happens.
Yep.
But yeah, should we open a couple boosties?
Yeah, let's see what I get.
I've got 2. What do you got? You want Leia or Chewie?
I'll go Leia.
All right. Let's open these. And what we're really hoping for is a showcase gin. I think that's what you said.
That's... I gave you a gin and you were so not interested. You didn't even open a gin and I opened a gin. And I'm like, here you go, dude. He'll love this. And you're like, huh? And you like flicked it into the pile because it wasn't a showcase or it wasn't a
first of all, I was so nervous that people would think I was cheating is why I was so... Because you're not allowed to trade cards at the sealed thing. So like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you gave me a gin, I was like, no, it's for later, guys. I'm not going to use it in the tournament. And the whole day, I was like, God, I wish I could have just used that gin.
You should have. No one would have even known.
All
right, Max.
All right. What have I got here? I'm going to try and angle these nicely. So I got...
Go through yours first.
All right. Well, you'll see... if you hover yours over Shane, everyone starts with a leader, so... Every booster has a leader in it.
Yeah.
One of the many leaders we mentioned. So I got Krennic, you got Sabine. The next thing, hey, this is actually a good example. You see Shane's has a black border. Obviously, the people listening cannot see that. But Shane's has a black border around it, and mine doesn't. This is one of the examples of the hyperspace versions we're talking about.
Yep.
So I'm missing my border. And speaking of more hyperspace versions, hyperspace cards.
Nice.
In one deck, in one booster.
Jeez, I'm doing well so far.
This is a booster. I mean, what? This is a base? it's a hyperspace base.
Hyperspace
base. Hyperspace base.
Not in space, though, because it's a chopper base.
What am I doing here? I'm trying to get around it so people on the thing can see. But anyways, this gives you an idea of what kind of cards. There's like the cost up here in the corner and some colors that we didn't discuss, but we didn't have time. Attack and defense. And this is just a nice little stormtrooper. And you love stormtroopers.
That's what I need. More stormtroopers.
Hang on. I'll just get rid of this because
you've got... That's all garbage.
You got... Put this one in a sleeve because this is actually a promo... a foil legendary, which is the rarest type of foil you can get.
Hold it a bit lower down.
Yeah, sure. We'll just get that in a sleeve because that's actually...
Yeah, I think I've got one of them.
You might have it, but you probably don't have it in foil. How's that?
Entrenched. I got a foil entrenched.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You got 2 foil legendaries. There you go. Very cool. I don't know if it's good. Attached unit can't attack bases. That's fine. That's a 2 cost +33. That's amazing.
Sweet.
Anyway, so you get the idea. There's some really cool, like, Star Wars. The art is great, though. The art is fantastic. So good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I don't know. What's Greedo's race? Is it Sweet Racer? There's some cool Cell Block Guard. You love that.
Cell Block Guard, good.
Cartel Spacer. That's one of the space units. Very cool. Very cool. Oh, wait. There's a rare in here, too. So you got a rare and a legendary in the same booster.
Well, I better sleeve that one up.
You better sleeve it alone. Just leave it alone. Very good. Well done, man.
Thanks, dude. I think I got one of them as well. I actually already got a Bendu.
Oh, yeah. I got a Bendu, too. No one likes Bendu. So, anyways. Very cool art. What do you got in there, Shane?
All right. So, I got Sabine Wren. Just stock standard. Nothing fancy. A stock standard command center.
Oh, yeah.
Also, nothing fancy.
That's like on a Death Star or a...
That's the Death Star for sure. Yeah, it's his Death Star right there.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's actually... Hang on. Sabine Wren is a rare?
Yeah, she might be, yeah. Some of the leaders... Most of the leaders are common.
Oh, no, it's a common, but why has it got one of the little foily things?
Yeah, all the leaders have the foily things. Yeah, anyway. I'm not sure why they would do it like that.
Then we have a squeaky toy. Some upgrades.
Yeah, the cards squeak too, which is very cool.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone.
just some stock standard troops.
Yeah, very cool.
Events. Yep. And a spaceship. More of them. Oh, an AT-ST.
Yeah, that is
cool. That's kind of... Oh, Overwhelm was a cool one. Any extra damage, like any overkill to a unit will go to the base.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
That would have helped you actually attack bases.
Yeah.
Considering you weren't attacking bases.
Yep. Max just wants to know about it.
He's like, oh, did you say AT-ST? That's my favorite.
Yep. So I got... Sorry, everyone.
He's too entrenched looking at his card. Speaking of entrenched. And the very... What is that?
That's Max. Max. That is a Fallen lightsaber. It's an upgrade. It's a rare.
Which means you got a foil. What's that?
That's a foil First Legion.
Foil common. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So your foil is the last card in the booster pack. I forgot about that. That's awesome.
Cool.
Well done. Well done to me for opening a far superior booster with two hyperspaces, a legendary foil, and a rare.
Yeah, you did all right.
Yeah. Well, it's the power of luck. Well, that's Star Wars Unlimited.
Yep.
So
that's that game that we played.
If you are interested in that at all, jump in our Discord, chat to us about it. We've, between us, collectively, the game's not even out as of recording, and we've played 12 games between us.
Yep.
Yeah. So very cool.
Yep.
I'm actually glad none of my games went to 3, because best of... When you've won one, lost one, and you're playing in the third one...
Oh, the pressure's on.
Anxiety. I just can't deal with it.
Nah.
I can't hack it. I'd rather best of one. I'd be like, whatever happens, happens, but I've invested no previous time into these games. Yeah. Anyways, please.
Yeah.
Jump in our Discord. Chat to us about it. We would love that.
Yeah. Check out hobbyhomies.com for links to our Discord server, our Instagram, our YouTube channel, everything like that. Patreon as well.
We do have a Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, you can get early access to videos like this. We also have a second channel where we do all kinds of video content. You just did a how to speed paint sludge.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is how to speed paint anything, but you did it for sludge.
For sludge, yeah. Me and Georgie spent the good part of the day smashing that out.
It's really cool.
A bit of a proof of concept, I think. And we think it's probably something we can do more in the future.
What's great about it is it's like if you ever want to play a game that maybe you don't know if you're going to invest too much time in, but you want to paint up two armies for your friend and like give it a go.
Yep.
That video is a perfect step-by-step on how to get that done. So go check that out.
Yep.
And thank you to our patrons.
Yeah, massive thank you to our patrons. We also have a new OG, Mini Walmart.
Thank you, Mini Walmart.
Check out Mini Walmart's channel. He does a lot of Zombicide.
Mm.
And he's just dabbling in lots and lots of different content. He's also done a terrain build. So I think he's got more of those coming as well. So check out Mini Walmart.
Excellent. On YouTube.
Yeah. Massive shout out to our patrons. As always, we have the OGs. We have Burnsy, Final Dinosaur, Gridlock, Axe, Annex, MJ, Test Dummy, Black Apollo, Journeyman.
I'd just like to make a quick adjustment. Those are the goats. You said that the OGs.
They are the goats.
They're the goats.
Now, some OGs. We have Brand W, Moose, Alco, Joji.
We got Rad, Ollie, Hawkers, Pinny, Agro, Don Juan, Don Peel, Blind, Jackson V, Fat Boy, Kevin H, Nathan A, and
Big Roach.
Thank you all so much. Hope you enjoyed this episode on Star Wars Unlimited, and we'll be back with our regular schedule program next Sunday.
See you then.
shame. Set your minds free, no locks and chains. Do what you love, roll the dice. 50-50, we cold as ice. One thing.